This music is coming from a corner shop in Chitungwiza, a township just outside Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe, a country in Southern Africa. If you thought poor people are the only ones who live in townships, I would like to challenge your perceptions. In Zimbabwe, townships are occupied by the black working class of middle and low income. Townships in this country are referred to as high-density areas, in contrast to the so-called low-density areas, where the middle and upper class black and white population lives. Though houses in townships are not as big as those in the low density areas, these areas are certainly not slums. Today, I would like to take you to Mrs. Tendai Gunda's house. She has been a resident of Chitungwiza for 18 years.
Just inside the gate, I see a garden with the flowers and a lawn that is almost drying up. The house is yellow in color, and as I walk in, further, I see a garden of vegetables. Just after the garden, there is a run in which I can see four rabbits that are feeding. As I go near the door, I can see somebody is washing clothes, and the mother of the house is just outside. As I walk into the house, on my right is a bathroom. There is a kitchen that is the first door on the right. Just outside the kitchen is a door that leads to the dining room and a lounge where there is a four-piece lounge suite and a table, a color television and a radio. The lounge is painted in a very artistic manner. It has got a green background and designs of people pounding. There's also a bedroom next to the kitchen where there is a double deck bed, a wardrobe, a dressing table and a single bed.
When we moved in, our house had only two rooms and a bathroom. We had to buy expensive material to extend the house because the family was growing. We also had to hire builders, plumbers, and electricians.
Now, the house has six rooms and it covers an area of 55 square meters. Mrs. Gunda lives there with her husband, five children, and her sister. She pays levy every month to the Chitungwiza Municipal Council for the collection of refuse. She also has to pay rates for electricity and water charges.
We can afford to pay the rents, though they have been rising every year. But there are some people who cannot afford because of the retrenchments that have resulted from companies closing down.
Despite the hardships that she faces, especially when she has to pay school fees, as well as levies and rates, Mrs. Gunda feels that life in the townships is cheaper and does afford her some amenities.
For example, we don't need cars because there is enough public transport for people going to different places, whereas in the low density areas, public transport is limited.
You may think that there must be enormous differences in the lifestyle of township residents and people in the low density areas. You might be wrong again. Let us hear what Mrs. Gunda says about it.
I think our lifestyles are the same. A Shona housewife in the low density areas would wake up to do the same things that I do every morning, like preparing breakfast for the family and cleaning the house. Besides, our children attend the same schools in town and they behave in the same way. Sometimes I buy clothes that I sell at Mbare Market in downtown Harare to supplement my husband's income, and I find women from the low density areas doing the same. Actually, we belong to the same income group as some of the residents there.
From what Mrs. Gunda says, I got the impression that she might have been too positive about life in the townships, and maybe your idea has been too negative. Perhaps the fact that women from the high and low density areas meet at Mbare Market, which is between Chitungwiza and Harare, may prove that the truth lies in the middle.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.